believe that your body is important? What do I mean by that? Is do you think that in the scheme of our faith, your body means something or has meaning or is important? See, sometimes I think we believe that the point of life for a Christian is to get to heaven, our souls to heaven, and then our body just sits and decays and no longer has any purpose. Whether or not we've actually read up on our faith and what we believe about the afterlife, that is oftentimes what we think is like, well, our bodies are just important just to get our souls to heaven. We gotta do good things in life so our souls will get to heaven and then we're fine. But do you believe that your body is important? Nay, that your body, your physical body, is sacred. That your body is just as important as your soul, indeed, is your soul. See, this is the thing we get wrong, oftentimes, practically, in our faith. We think of body and soul as two separate things that have no real relationship with each other, other than the fact that this body kind of is like a house for the soul. You've ever seen those movies where you have the little alien that is inside like this machine, this body, this human kind of form, and it's almost like a ship, like a robot. Whether we actually would say it that way or not, that's what we think of when we think of what our soul and our body, like the relationship between them. It's just a little alien inside our head. Or a little thing in us. That is not how it works. Do you believe your body is sacred? See, what we believe, if when you read the catechism, when you listen to how, like St. Paul today talks about the human person, our bodies and souls, while we talk about them as two separate things, they are not separate in reality. They form one whole. That's why death is so shocking. That's why we don't like death. Because it splits two things apart that should never be apart. Our bodies are sacred. Indeed, pay attention to what St. Paul says. He goes even further. He says, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?" This physical body that we have, when we were baptized and became a member of the body of Christ, the church, your physical bodies, not just your souls, your physical body is a member of Christ. We are part, you are part, body and soul, of the body of Christ. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? And we don't like to desecrate temples, do we? Like, you would not come in this church and just throw manure all over the place. That would be ludicrous. It's a sacred place. This is where God dwells. Do you look at your body the same way? As sacred, as a temple, as a place where God, the Holy Spirit, dwells. This is why what we do with our bodies in life is important. Because we will have our bodies again in eternity. Not immediately, but at the end of time, what do we pray at the end of the creed? Every time we pray the creed, I believe in the resurrection of the dead, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. At the end of time, we will not just become souls, disembodied souls, just hanging out in heaven. We will be reunited, made whole, with our bodies, so that we can enjoy eternal bliss as we were meant to, as fully human persons. That's why what we do with our bodies now matters. Our bodies are sacred. They are temples of the Holy Spirit. That's why the church has teachings about sexual morality and many other things that we don't think about. That's what we normally think about when we think about stuff that matters for the body. But there is so much. If we dive into the catechism, that we can learn about what it means to care for this body that God has gifted us to be a sacred temple. Do you not know that your body is a temple, that your bodies are members of Christ? These are the words that we need to imprint in our minds, take to heart. That will guide us on how we live our life, how we deal with this body that God has gifted us, because this body is what we want to take with us into eternal life. Let us take care of the temple of our body as we would any other church, any other sacred place. Let us care for it, because that is what it is, a sacred dwelling place for God.